The Guardian.
Well, this is the poll we've done at the end of Parliament as MPs head off for the summer. And there's a little bit of good news for Labour in it. It shows that Labour's vote's gone up to 28 points, up from 25, which was a record low. So maybe they'll just go off with a bit of spring in their step. But they shouldn't be too cheerful, because the core of the poll is about the economy, and it really is pretty devastating. We've been tracking over the last few months attitudes. Are people confident about their personal circumstances, or are they worried? And last year at Christmas, people were very confident. They were still quite confident in April. The majority of people thought things were probably going to be all right. Now 61% say they're not confident. Support has really gone right down. And if you say, do you think there'll be a recession in the next year or so in Britain, 80% say yes. So people don't trust the government to get them out of the hole. That's really then hitting Labour support. It's helping the Tories as well. There's been a big change around in attitudes to George Osborne and David Cameron. Maybe the key test of a successful political party is to look like you can run the economy. And Labour's really lost that one. A year ago, the Tories had an 11-point deficit on that. Labour was well ahead. Now the Tories, I think it's 19 points ahead of Labour as the party that's best placed to run the economy.
It's no longer Labour potentially losing by default, it's the Tories have the ability to run the economy. That's how people see it.
Yes, it's a sort of positive attitude. A lot of people, probably a quarter of people, just don't trust either party. They maybe some Lib Dems in there as well, but they just don't think anybody can fix this situation. But which team do you want? When you look on the television at the Chancellor, who do you really want to see there? And people do want George Osborne. Even Labour voters, even poorer voters, right across the board. It's a 19-point Tory lead on best economic management.
You mentioned a 3% rise. What can you put that down to?
Well, if it had been a fall, you know, if this poll had gone down from 25 to 24, 21, something like that, maybe if they'd come third behind the Lib Dems, then Labour really would have been in trouble. There might have been some kind of coup, particularly if they lose the Glasgow by-election, which is coming up on Thursday. Going up, well, maybe it's what the city calls a dead cat bounce. You know, when something hits the bottom, it's going to rise a bit anyway. It's important for Labour to remember that although going up feels good and the Tories have gone down by two, so the gap has narrowed from 20 to 15, that 15 deficit behind the Tories is still the second largest we've ever had in an ICM poll since we began in 1984. So all the way through Thatcherism, the gap was less than it is today. So it might feel like good news, but that's only because things have been so, so terrible. If this had just come out of the blue a year ago, it would have been a crisis for Labour.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.